Metro Entertainment Show, a place for fun.
Hello, hello, Real Random Radio. This is the Edgar Entertainment Show. It's been a while, hasn't it? Well, today, we're going to start a new series known as the Kitchens Inc. Demonstrations. This series of game demonstrations has been recorded by Jose, another member of the Real Random Radio website. If you don't know what Real Random Radio is, then feel free to visit the website at www.realrandomradio.com, all one word. RealRandomRadio. The Edgar Entertainment Show is a part of the Real Random Radio website and is a series of demonstrations on several audio games and video games that Edgar and a couple of his friends have done from members of the Real Random Radio website. Anyway, a couple of things before we get into the demonstration. Our contact details. You can email me at edgar@realrandomradio.com or you can email Jose, the actual person who is recording these demonstrations, jose@realrandomradio.com. Jose is spelled J-O-S-E. Also, if you decide to visit our website and you enjoy some of the content that we provide, feel free to like our Facebook page. We have set up a Facebook page, facebook.com/realrandomradio. Again, all one word, R-E-A-L-R-A-N-D-O-M-R-A-D-I-O. And you'll get the latest updates of our website and other neat things that we put up there sometimes. In today's demonstration, Jose will be covering an overview of Kitchens Inc. Casino game. So we hope you enjoy and feel free to leave us any feedback. And now to the demonstration.
Hey guys, this is Jose from Real Random Radio. And I'm going to start today a series demonstration of the Kitchens Inc. platform. This platform is comprised of 7 or 8 games you have to download from www.kitchensinc.net, or you can search for it on the audio games on www.audiogames.net and search for Kitchens Inc. And today, one of the games I'm going to demonstrate is a casino game. Of course, yeah, they do have a casino game, but NVDA is what I'm using now because I uninstalled JAWS because of school reasons, and I'm using RealSpeak Tom for the program. So hopefully, if it loads, then you should hear something like "Welcome to Kitchens Inc. Game" by Tom. I hit Alt Control K.
Welcome to Kitchens Inc. Games. Use the up and down arrow keys or press the first letter of the game, then press enter to play that game. Exit.
It always lands you on exit. I don't know why. But if you want to get out like right when you come in, then you can go ahead. So I'm going to hit your down arrow. We're going to hit the down arrow and listen to our game choices. And I'll explain the games as I go.
Awesome.
Awesome Homer. That's the actual name of the game. Edgar, the other, well, the main editor of Real Random Radio and all that, the main developer, has done an overview of Awesome Homer. So you can look at that in his audio demonstrations link when it comes up soon. I'm going to down arrow again.
Baseball.
Baseball, of course, is your basic game of baseball, but you have to use your arrow keys for this instead of, you know, hitting a real ball.
Batting.
Batting is where you go practice your batting for baseball.
Brain.
I'm using the down arrow. Brain, I don't know what that is. You know, it's funny because I don't know what brain is. Oh, well. Okay.
Casino.
This is the one I want, but I want to take you down through all the games so I can show you all the games that I have here in the program.
Concentration.
This is a regular concentration game. If you've heard those old TV shows, that's where you try to match a prize with another prize.
Football.
Football, of course, your standard football game, but computer version and talking.
Homer.
Homer on a Harley. That's one that's going to be fun and kind of complicated. But I'll demonstrate that in the near future.
Ladders.
Snakes and Ladders. Oh, the old days about playing Snakes and Ladders.
Life.
Life. The game of life. You can play that as well.
Monopoly.
Your standard Monopoly game.
Monopoly Board Maker.
You can make custom Monopoly boards, too.
Poppy 1.
Poppy is a airplane shooting game. You have to, and I'll demonstrate that in the near future as well.
Reaction.
Reaction, it'll test your reaction skills. How fast you can press the keyboard key.
Spanker.
Okay, I'm not gonna get to that one.
Star Mule.
Star Mule's, another one of those adult games. Drug dealing, actually. Some of these games, and that's the good thing about Kitchens Inc., the website, is that they have it categorized into adult and regular Windows key.
Trivia.
Trivia, of course, is like a questionnaire game, question-answer game. So
Trucker.
And Trucker is actually a simulation of how truckers survive through the whole thing about taking delivery and stuff.
Exit.
We're back to exit. But I want to demonstrate the casino today.
Casino.
So I'm going to head down to hit casino. And when you hit enter, you'll hear this.
Welcome to the Kitchen Sink Casino. Which game would you like to play? Blackjack.
Okay. So we're gonna go through each game here before we start. So we're gonna down arrow.
Craps.
Craps, I never played that game before. So I'm gonna demonstrate some of these games here.
Draw poker machine.
A poker machine. Okay, it's your standard game of poker, the old fashioned.
Slot machine.
Your slot machine.
Roulette wheel.
Roll that wheel. That's a good one, too.
Exit casino.
And you can exit the casino.
Blackjack.
We're going to play blackjack first. And when you do hit enter on this, you'll hear some music that actually tells you that the game is loading. And you should come into it. So we're going to hit enter. You can always interrupt this by hitting the control key. Or any of your arrow keys.
With nothing to do, I bought me a six-pack and I came to see you. I've been hearing some stories. I wonder if they're true. Well, take off your dress, show me your new tattoo.
Welcome to the blackjack table. Would you like to read the instructions? Yes.
Let's go ahead and read the instructions. I recommend you read the instructions before you do. So we're going to hit Y for yes.
Y. Blackjack instructions. The object of blackjack is to be closer than the dealer to 21 without going over. An ace can count as 1 or 11. If you have an ace and a face card, you have a blackjack, which wins unless the dealer also has a blackjack. The dealer will take a card on 16 and below. If your first two cards equal 10 or 11, you will be asked if you want to double down. If you answer yes, your bet will be doubled, and you will get just one more card. Would you like to read the instructions? Yes.
We're gonna hit no now.
No. Do you want to read the special key instructions? Yes.
I recommend you read the special key instructions as well.
No. Yes.
So we're going to hit Y for yes, or you can hit your arrows.
Blackjack special key instructions. Function key F1 repeat current prompt, or repeat your cards. F2 repeat dealer's cards. F3 repeat current bet. F4 repeat your cash amount. F5 read instructions. F6 read special key instructions. F12 change voice. Control key change rate of speech. F toggle female comments. M toggle male comments. R repeated speech toggle. L make casino crowd louder. Q make casino crowd quieter. Do you want to read the special key instructions?
Okay, we
yes.
Did that, sir. No. No. So we can always use those, and the comments I'll show you later.
Press a number, 1 through 6, for the number of decks of cards that you wish to play with.
Okay, you can play with multiple decks of cards here. But today we're going to do one. One deck of cards.
One. Okay. Please wait while I shuffle the cards. Okay, let's play. You have $500. Please enter your bet.
You're basically playing as the computer. So, you have $500, is what it said. You want to enter your bet. You can bet from 1 to 500 or however much you want to bet. Right now, let's just bet $100. How about $100?
1, 0.
Now we're going to enter.
Your bet is $100. Is this correct? Yes.
And we're going to hit Y for yes.
Y. Your two cards are Queen and Queen. You have 20. Dealer has a Queen showing. Would you like a card? Yes.
Okay, we got a 20. We don't want another card, so we're going to hit in for no.
No. Dealer's two cards are 6 and Queen. Dealer has 16. Dealer's three cards are 6 and Queen and 10. Dealer has 26. Dealer busted. You win.
Ooh, I needed that.
You now have $600. Press E to exit or any other key to continue.
That's the mail comments. You can toggle those on and off by hitting the letter M. But honestly, they have very good comments here. They have very good comments. So we're going to hit enter to continue. We're going to keep playing here for a second.
You have $600. Please enter your bet.
Okay, we're going to bet another $100.
1, 0. Your bet is $100. Is this correct? Yet, why? Your two cards are 7 and 8. You have 15. Dealer has a 5 showing. Would you like a card? Yes.
Let's take our chances and hit Y for another card.
Y. Your three cards are 7 and 8. And Jack, you have 25. You busted. Dealer wins.
This sucks.
You now have $500. Press E to exit or any other key to continue.
I'm going to continue playing here.
You have $500. Please enter your bet.
Okay, let's do another $100.
1-0. Your bet is $100. Is this correct? Yes.
Yes, we're gonna hit yes.
Your two cards are King and Jack. You have 20. Dealer has right. 4. Showing
I'm not gonna hit anymore.
To adjust the speech ring.
Oh, you're gonna hit the control key.
And then press enter. 0.
Sorry, I pressed the control key. And remember when you press the control key, if you want your speech slower or faster, then you can just hit your down arrow or up arrow keys, and it should slow it down. Sorry about that. We're gonna hit enter key.
No.
And we're gonna go no. I don't want to hit another. I don't want to hit again. So I'm gonna hit and for now.
Dealer's two cards are 2 and 4. Dealer has 6. Dealer's three cards are 2 and 4 and 8. Dealer has 14. Dealer's four cards are 2 and 4 and 8 and 7. Dealer has 21. Dealer wins.
This really pisses me off.
You now have $400. Press E to exit or any other key to continue.
Okay, that really pissed me off. One more. How about one more?
You have $400. Please enter your bet.
One more game of this, blackjack. Oh, I love that little comment. This really pisses me off.
1-0. Your bet is $100. Is this correct? Yes. Your two cards are King and 8. You have 18. Dealer has an ace showing.
Okay.
Would you like a card?
I'm gonna
yes, no.
Stick here.
Dealer's two cards are 2 and ace. Dealer has 13. Dealer's three cards are 2 and ace and Jack. Dealer has 13. Dealer's four cards are 2 and ace and Jack and King. Dealer has 23. Dealer busted. You win. You now
Whoops.
Have $500. Press E to exit or
Sorry
any other key
that.
To continue.
Sorry for the profanity. Also take note that you can always toggle these off if you're having children playing or something. You can always toggle these comments by hitting the letter M and the letter F. We're going to hit the letter E to exit this game.
At this table, you started with $500. You played four hands. You now have $500. Originally, you started with $500. You have played four hands. Would you like to save this game? Yes.
You can always save the game and go back to it later, but we don't want to save that. So
no.
We're going to hit end for now.
Which game would you like to play? Blackjack.
Okay. Now we got blackjack over with. We're going to continue to the game
craps.
Of craps. Which do not compare with the foul language word craps. We're going to hit enter key for craps.
Welcome to the craps table. Would you like to read the instructions? Yes.
You know, that's, you know that song I heard, but in slower motion. So we're going to hit the letter Y for yes to read the instructions. I recommend you always read these instructions.
Why? Craps instructions. First, you enter the amount of your bet. Now you roll the dice. If on your first roll of the dice you roll a combination of 7 or 11, you win twice the amount of your bet. However, if on your first roll you roll snake eyes, a 1 and a 1 or a 1 and a 2 or a 6 and a 6, you lose your bet. If on your first roll you don't roll any of the above, then your point becomes the total of the dice that you did roll. Now you continue to roll the dice until you again roll the dice that total your point, at which point you win your bet. However, if you instead now roll a 7 or an 11, you lose your bet. Would you like to read the instructions? Yes.
Okay, we don't want to read the instructions,
no.
But hopefully that's good enough.
Would you like to read the special key
okay,
instructions?
Okay, the special key instructions
yes.
Still apply. So F1 repeats your, F1 to F4 repeats your prompts. F12 changes your voice, although I recommend that you be careful when you change your voice, because on Windows 7 machines, it will not let you change voice. It will give you an error, and your screen reader... Well, you'll hear one of those Windows error sounds and your screen reader will let you know that there's an error if you have it on. Okay, so we're not going to read the instructions
no.
here.
You have $500. Please enter your bet.
Okay, let's do $100.
1-0. Your bet is $100. Is this correct? Yes.
Yes, it's correct.
No.
So we're going to hit
yes.
One for yes.
Press a key to roll the dice.
Okay, I don't really hit the enter key, so we're going to roll the dice.
You roll a 1 and a 5. Your point to the 6. Press a key to roll the dice.
Okay, 6. So, what we want to do is, we're going to keep rolling the dice until we either win or lose.
You roll a 2 and a 2. You have neither won nor lost. Your point to the 6. Press a key to roll the dice. You roll a 4 and a 1. You have neither won nor lost. Your point to the 6. Press a key to roll the dice.
I'm still hitting the enter key to roll.
You roll a 2 and a 1. You have neither won nor lost. Your point is 6. Press a key to roll the dice.
I'm saying the inner key.
You roll a 5 and a 2. You lose your bet of $100.
This sucks.
You now have $400. Whoops. Press C to exit or any other key to continue.
Okay. We'll play one more here. We'll play one more. No problem.
You have $400. Please enter 100. Your bet is 100. Y. Press a key to roll the dice. You roll a 4 and a 3. You win $200.
Ooh, I needed that.
You now have $600. Press C to exit or any other key to continue.
All right. See? It's kind of easy. You just have to roll until you win or lose. That's basically the point of the game. We'll play one.
You have $600. Please enter your bet. 100. You have $600. Y. One.
Whoop, sorry about that.
Zero. Your bet is 100.
If you don't get it right, if you put roll the dice. Another symbol, sorry about that. If you put another symbol or something besides that number, it will continue to repeat it until you get it correct. It'll continue to repeat. Please enter your bet. So we're going to hit enter and roll this dice here.
You roll a 2 and a 4. Your point is 6. Press a key to roll the dice. You roll a 1 and a 6. You lose your bet of $100.
This really pisses me off.
You now have $500. Press E to exit or any other key to continue.
We're going to letter E to exit. Yeah, that really pissed me off. Anyway.
E. At this table you started with $500. You now have $500. Would you like to save this game? Yes.
And of course, you can always save your games or in for no.
Which game would you like to play? Blackjack.
Okay, we got blackjack. Craps. We got craps.
Draw poker machine.
We got a poker machine. We're going to play poker now. We're going to go gamble a little bit. Virtual gamble. Virtual gamble.
You got to know when the
Let's hit the music. We're going to hit the arrow key.
Welcome to the 5-card draw poker machine. Would you like to read the instructions? Yes.
Let's read the instructions as usual.
5-card draw poker machine instructions. The object of the game is to make the best poker hand that you can by discarding any, all or none of your cards, and then drawing new cards by pressing the space bar. To discard a card, you press the number of that card. This machine pays 1-to-1 for a pair of jacks or better, which is a pair of jacks, a pair of queens, a pair of kings, or a pair of aces. Pays 2-to-1 for 2 pair, which is 2 cards the same and 2 other cards the same, such as 2 fives and 2 nines. Pays 3-to-1 for 3 of a pint, which is 3 cards the same, such as 3 sevens. Pays 13-to-1 for a full house, which is 3 of 1 card and 2 of another, such as 3 twos and 2 nines. Pays 21-to-1 for 4 of a pint, which is 4 cards the same, such as 4 threes. Pays 5-to-1 for a straight, which is all 5 cards in sequence, such as a 3, a 4, a 5, a 6, and a 7. Pays 7-to-1 for a royal straight, which is all 5 cards in sequence, the top card being an ace, such as a 10, a jack, a queen, a king, and an ace. For a straight, the cards do not need to be in the correct order. Pays 11-to-1 for a flush, which is all 5 cards being the same suit, such as a queen of hearts, a 2 of hearts, a 6 of hearts, a 9 of hearts, and an 8 of hearts. Pays 75-to-1 for a straight flush, which is all 5 cards in sequence, and of the same suit, such as a 5 of clubs, a 6 of clubs, a 7 of clubs, an 8 of clubs, and a 9 of clubs. Pays 125-to-1 for a royal straight flush, which is all 5 cards in sequence, and of the same suit, with the top card being an ace, such as a 10 of spades, a jack of spades, a queen of spades,
and so on. Okay. So we're gonna hit the arrow to interrupt that.
Would you like to read this? No.
We're gonna hit that. We're gonna try this.
You have $500. Please enter your bet.
We're gonna bet $100 again.
100. Your bet is $100. Is that? No. Yes. Your cards are 1 equals King of Hearts, 2 equals 7 of Hearts, 3 equals Queen of Spades, 4 equals 9 of Spades, 5 equals 6 of Diamonds. Press the number of the card that you want to discard,
and then
press the space bar to draw your new cards.
Sorry about that. We're going to hit the letter number 1 to discard number 1.
1. Discarding the King of Hearts.
And number 2.
2. Discarding the 7 of Hearts.
We're going to hit the space bar to draw cards.
Your cards are now 1 equals 2 of spades, 2 equals King of Clubs, 3 equals Queen of Spades, 4 equals 9 of spades, 5 equals 6 of diamonds. Pays nothing.
This sucks.
Okay.
You now have $400. Press E to exit or any other key to continue.
Alright, forget that. We're not good at that, but that's basically your poker machine type standard. But you have to get certain combinations. donations to win certain amounts of money. We're going to let our E to exit.
E. At this machine you started with $500. You played one hands. You now have $400. Better luck next time. Would you like to save this game? Yes.
You can always save it, no. So you're going to hit the letter N for no.
Which game would you like to play? Blackjack.
Okay.
Crap. Drop. Slot machine.
Slot machine. Who don't you just want to settle back and play a game on the slot machine? Well, here it is, right here for y'all guys. Enter for slot machine.
Money! Keep your hands off of my stack.
Yeah.
Welcome to the silver dollar slot machine. Would you like to read the instructions? Yes.
I'm actually not going to read the instructions because I'm going to tell you how it works.
Would you like to read the special key instructions? No.
We don't want to read special key instructions.
You have $500. Press a number for the number of coins that you want to insert. 0 for 10.
Okay. You can insert number. You can insert coins here. It's not like some of your slot machines where you can only insert one or a certain amount of coins. You can go from 1 to 10, with, of course, 0 being 10. So we're going to insert, let's say, 3 coins.
3. Press a key to pull the arm.
Okay, we're going to hit the enter key. Now, this one, the difference between a regular slot machine and this, the kitchen sink slot machine, is that the kitchen sink slot machine, instead of giving you numbers, it gives you names of fruits. Your job is to either match two fruits, one fruit, or two fruits, or all three fruits. You have to have like one of a kind, one of the same kind on each side. I recommend you have stereo speakers or headphones, so you'll know where the sound is coming from and what fruit is on that sound. So I'll get the enter key and I'll show it and I'll demonstrate.
Plum. Orange.
Plum orange.
Cherry.
This really pisses me off.
We now have $497. Press C to exit or any other key to continue.
Alright, so that was not a match. And sorry if you could hear Tom in that background. He's very soft. I need to get the new vocalizer, Tom. They say that he's better. Okay, so I'm going to hit the enter key.
Press a number for the number of coins that you want to insert. 0 for 10.
Let's insert 4 coins.
4. Press a key to pull the arm.
They're going to hit the enter key to pull the arm.
Cherry. Jackpot. Lemon.
Hail to the king, baby.
You now have $501. Press C to exit or any other key
jackpot
to continue.
Also, if you get a jackpot, you'll still win even though you didn't match. So you're gonna play two more hands here.
Press a number for the number of coins.
You want to insert 5 coins this time.
Press a key to pull the arm.
Enter here to pull the arm.
Bell. Bell. Bell.
Whoa! That's what you'll hear whenever you get on this match. This is the first time we've got this match.
You now have $696. Press C to exit or any other key to continue.
Wow, that's incredible. That has never happened to me. Matching 3 of a kind. I only matched 2, but not 3. Wow, that's incredible. All right, one more.
Press a number for the number of coins that you want to insert. 0 for 10.
I'm going to let number 4.
4.
To go back 4 coins, because I don't want to...
Press a key to pull the arm.
I'm going to hit the enter key here.
Bell. Plum. Orange. You now have $692.
See?
Press C to exit or any other
key. This is why
continue.
I didn't want to put more. So I'm going to hit the E to exit here.
E. At this machine you started with $500. You played 4 times. You now have $692. Would you like to save this game? Yes.
Nope. I don't want to save it, so
yes.
I'm going to hit the letter N for no.
N. Which game would you like to play? Blackjack.
Okay.
Number. Which game would you like to play? Blackjack. Which game would you like
to play?
Okay, so. Craps.
draw poker done machine, blackjack, craps, draw poker machine,
slot machine,
the slot machine,
roulette, execute.
The only
roulette
one
wheel
that's left is roulette wheel, sir. Roll that wheel. So we're gonna hit enter. We're gonna hit the up arrow to skip. Well, no.
Welcome to the roulette wheel. Would you like to read the instructions?
Roulette wheel.
Yes.
Sorry about that. We're gonna read the instructions. We're gonna enter for yes.
Roulette wheel instructions. Use the arrow keys to choose the type of bet that you want to make. Then answer the question for that type of bet. Now enter the amount that you want to wager on that bet. You can make as many bets as you want. Then choose finish placing bets and the roulette wheel will be spun. If the ball lands on 0 or 0, 0 all bets lose, unless it was a bet actually on 0 for 0 or 0, 0 for 0, 0. Would you like to read the instructions? Yes.
Okay, so I'll explain the instructions a little bit more, since this was not that descriptive.
No.
We're gonna end
would
for
you
L.
Like to read? No.
And of course the same keys taught are the same, you know, repeat the commands and stuff. So
would you like to read the special key?
No.
Roulette wheel special key instructions. Function key F1 repeat current information. F2 read instructions. F3 read special key instructions. F12 change voice. Control key change rate of speech. B bet confirmation toggle. F email comments toggle. M mail comments toggle. L make casino crowd louder. Q make casino crowd quieter. Would you like to read the special key instructions?
Okay,
yes,
we're gonna hit
no.
Enter.
Please select the type of bet that you wish to make. High low bet pays 1-to-1.
Okay, so we're going to hit the arrow keys here, and we're going to show you the name of the all the bets.
Even or odd bet pays 1-to-1. High-low bet pays 1-to-1.
Okay, high-low bet. If your ball rolls on a high number or a low number, you win that bet.
Even or odd bet pays 1-to-1.
Of course, if the ball lands on an even or odd number, you still win that bet.
Red or black bet pays 1-to-1.
There are colors associated with these numbers, so if you, for example, have the color black or the color red in this case, then you win a bet.
A single number bet pays 35-to-1.
A single number, of course, like from 1 to 9, you still win a bet as well.
Three numbers. A street bet pays 11-to-1.
Three numbers.
Finish okay. Place 0 or 0, 0 bet.
We're gonna
high low bet pays 1-to-1. Even or odd bet.
Even or odd number.
Even or odd bet. Even or odd bet pays 1-to-1. Press 1 for even or 2 for odd.
We're gonna do how about even.
1. You have $500. Please enter your bet. You have $500. 1. Your bet is $1 on a even or odd bet being even.
No.
Is this correct?
I don't want to do that.
Please select the type of bet. That even or high low bet.
What I really wish is that after I, for example, if it's not correct, I wish it didn't take you back to start all over and you won't have to. It would be cool if it would actually take it to where it says, please enter your bet again. But it doesn't. So, I'm going to try this
even
again.
Even or high low bet pays 1-to-1. Even or odd bet pays 1-to-1.
Even.
1. You have $500. 1. Zip. 0. Your bet is $100 on the even or odd bet being even. Is this why? Please select the bet.
Okay, let's do another bet here.
Even or odd bet pays. Red
let's
or black
go
bet pays
1-to-1. Red or black. So I'm going to hit enter.
Red or black bet pays 1-to-1.
Now we're
going to press
do
1 for red or 2 for black. 1. You have $400. Please enter. 1. 0. Your bet is $100 on a red or black bet being red. Is this correct? Yes. Please select the type of bet that you wish to make. Even or odd bet pays 1-to-1.
Okay.
Red
so
or black. A single
we're finished playing
numbers,
bets.
12 number.
Actually, let's do a
single,
single
number bet
number.
Pays 35-to-1. A
we're
single
see
number
we can
bet
spend
pays 35
all our money
to 1.
Here.
Please enter a number between 1 and 36.
We want a single number, so we're going to do 5.
5. You have $300, please enter 1-0. Your bet is $100 on a single number bet being 5. Why? Please select the type of even or red or a single 3 numbers. A street bet pays 11, 12 numbers. Column bet pays 2-to-1.
Okay, I'm finished placing bets. So we're going to go
0
to
or 0, 0. Finish placing bets. Okay, let's give the wheel a spin.
Nice wheel effect. We entered it. Sorry about that.
The winning number is 29, odd, black. Your even or odd bet on even loses $100.
This really pisses me off.
Press any key.
Alright, so
your red or black bet on red loses $100. Press any key.
Okay, we're not going good luck here.
Your single number bet on 5 loses $100.
This really pisses me off.
Press any key.
This really does piss me off.
You now have $200. Press E to exit, or to replay the same bets or any other key to continue.
Okay, we're gonna exit. So we're gonna E for exit.
E. At this table you started with $500. You now have $200. Better luck next time. Would you like to save this game? Yes.
We don't want to save it, so we're gonna hit enter.
No.
No.
Which game would you like to play? Blackjack.
And that pretty much concludes
Exit Casino.
Because the only last option is Exit Casino. We're going to enter on Exit Casino.
Thank you for visiting the Kitchen Sink Casino. Come back soon.
I will come back soon. I don't know. Okay, so that pretty much concludes our Kitchen Sink Casino demonstration. I do like this game, actually. I do. The game is pretty interesting. I just wish they fixed a couple of quirks. But remember, you can always toggle those male comments. The female comments, we never heard those. But the female comments basically say, you want a cocktail while you play, or do you want to come out for a... Sorry about that. But that's what it actually says. But that's the female comments, for any of y'all that are wondering. So that was Kitchen Sink Casino. Thank you very much for joining me here. Sorry about that. I have a 40-minute Jaws demo type thing here. Thank you for joining me here. And on for Real Random Radio, this is Jose.